USA Radio News.
Democrats struggling to get their own members to support the COVID relief bill. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Friday holds up the almost $2 trillion bill over concerns about unemployment benefits. Manchin eventually agrees to a compromise, though, and Democrats hope the bill can pass Saturday. Republicans, though, still united in opposition. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News this week explaining why.
This bill's dreadful. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's not even a coronavirus bill. Calling this a coronavirus bill is like calling Harvey Weinstein a feminist.
Some progressive Democrats upset that the bill will not include a $15 an hour minimum wage. Progress being made in eradicating the coronavirus. An advisor to President Biden's COVID response team Friday says the majority of seniors are at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
A woman accusing New York's governor of sexual harassment going public with her story. Charlotte Bennett says Andrew Cuomo made inappropriate comments to her while she was working as his executive assistant and health policy advisor. She also tells CBS News Cuomo lied about completing sexual harassment training in 2019. She says Cuomo had a female aide take the training course.
I was there. I heard Stephanie say, "I can't believe I'm doing this for you," and making a joke about the fact that she was completing the training for him. And then I heard her at the end ask him to sign the certificate.
Cuomo's office says the governor completed the training himself. The attorney general is investigating Bennett's allegations and those from two other women. A court ruling could delay the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. The Minnesota Court of Appeals Friday rules a lower court was wrong to throw out a third-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin. That lower court judge will review the appeals court ruling. Chauvin is accused of second-degree unintentional murder, and jury selection is set for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A rare visit in Iraq. Pope Francis meeting Saturday with prominent Shiite Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani. Francis in the middle of a 4-day trip to Iraq. This is the first time a pope has ever visited the country. Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking on big tech political censorship. John Clemens reports.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The NFL breaks another barrier. Here's Jeremy Scott.
The league surprised Maya Chanka with a phone call this week, welcoming her as the NFL's first black female referee. She tells NBC's Today she never thought the day would come.
If you have a passion for something and if you have a drive for something, don't let it hold you back just because you think that something may give you some type of limitation. Just continue to work hard and always just follow your dreams.
Chaka rose to the ranks through a developmental program for NFL officials over the past 7 years. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.